We are joined right now by somebody who spent 15 years in the NFL. He is a three-time Pro Bowler. He is 12th all-time in passing yards and touchdowns. A Heisman Trophy winner. A consensus All-American. He was the first pick in 2003 out of USC. And today appears courtesy of FedEx Air and Ground NFL Program. I'm speaking of Carson Palmer. Carson, good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, listen, before we get into football, there was this great piece about you in the LA Times a few days back, and it starts with you talking about the season, but I'm talking, Carson, about snowball season in Idaho. How is it your game when it comes to snowball fights these days?
Wicked. You do not want any of this. I'm definitely accurate.
That's great. All right, so you've had a number of opportunities in terms of broadcasting or coaching, but you're living in Idaho, obviously living large. How did that come to be, and what's it been like stepping away from football the way you have?
You know, my last handful of years in the league, my wife and I decided we kind of wanted to get out of bigger cities and raise our kids somewhere a little more rural, and fell in love with Idaho years ago, and it's been great. We've got four young kids. The kids love it. They don't ever come home and turn the TV on. They come home and play in the snow and sled and ski and hunt and fish. And we've loved every second of it. And, I do love talking football. And I looked at being an analyst and a bunch of different opportunities and just decided it was time to be a dad. And I'd missed out on so many opportunities throughout my playing years and milestones in my kids' life and things I didn't want to miss out on anymore. And really, really happy doing what I'm doing. I'm working with FedEx, and I still get to talk football and get to talk playoff football and talk about all these great players in the game today. And so I get my fix in that way, but I still get to be such a big part of my kids' lives like my own dad was. It's been really special a couple of years since I retired.
We're talking to Carson Palmer. You know, one more thought on that, because it sets up so well, because you've got this amazing quality life and you've got your kids and they're having the childhood that you want them to have. They're outside. It's great. But you're still plugged into the game. You still get to watch it. You still get to talk about it. Do you miss being involved in a more intense way with the game? Or when you're spending your days fishing, skiing, and being with the family, is life better than it could ever be?
That's a great question. I just kind of, it's funny you ask that, because just recently, when you retire from playing, I've been playing football my whole life. I think I started playing when I was 8. And so when you stop doing something you love so much and you've done almost your entire life, it takes a couple years to kind of realize where you are mentally. And I do miss the pressure of being, the face of the franchise and, a billion-dollar organization. There's so much expectation and so much hype and so much excitement and so much pressure. I definitely relished in that feeling, and I definitely missed that. But I also realized that there is no way to replicate that, and that you can't find that again. Once it's gone, it's gone. And I enjoyed every second of the opportunities I had to play the game that I grew up loving. But I definitely do miss that aspect of it. But waking up Wednesday morning and Thursday morning and Friday morning, and you can't really get out of bed and your neck is locked up and your back hurts, I don't miss any of that.
It's a great answer. Carson Palmer joining us. All right, so Lamar Jackson is one of the finalists for the Air Player of the Year, and I'll get to the other nominees momentarily and the voting process as well. But when you've watched him play over the course of the season, what kind of thoughts do you have?
I cringe. I mean, I absolutely love watching him play. I love his game, like the rest of the world, but man, he takes a lot of hits, and there is no changing his mentality. He's a great quarterback who has a running back's mentality. Once he breaks outside the pocket, he's leaning on people, he's putting his shoulder into linebackers, he's not sliding, he's not stepping out of bounds. I just worry about durability once he turns 28 and 29 and 30 years old. I just know how rapidly things change. So I love watching his game. I hate seeing the hits he's taken. I hope he can slowly evolve and realize how he's the focal point of that organization and how integral he is to their wins and losses. And he can preserve a couple extra years by not taking so many hits, because, man, he's fun to watch. But you can't help being a quarterback. I'm sure every quarterback or former quarterback watches him play and goes, man, I don't know how long he's going to last taking these hits.
I mean, Carson, do you think, you touched on it, but do you think that evolution is going to come to be, or do you think that maybe this is who this guy is and he's not going to change the way he plays?
it's just so hard to take that out. He's such an aggressive runner. He's so physical and strong, and that's who he is. It's been that way since high school. It was that way at Louisville. It's so hard to change a man's mentality. And he's had now that he's had all the success, he's probably going to be the NFL MVP. He's probably going to win the FedEx Air Player of the Year award. So he's had tons of success doing it. It's just hard to get something that's so ingrained in somebody's mind and soul. It's hard to change that and flip that. And then, you know, you see him inside the pocket. He's so dynamic in the pocket and so accurate and throws people open and throws with touch and throws with zip and velocity. He's got enough inside the pocket to win inside the pocket and not have to really lean on defenders and run through defenders. But I just don't know if at this stage in the game you can change that mentality.
Carson Palmer joining us once again. All right, Carson, what about Tom Brady? His season ended on Saturday. He's done everything there is to do in football, of course, but he did post on Instagram earlier today that he is not done. Carson, he said, quote, "because I know I still have more to prove," end quote. So what do you think when you hear that, and what do you think as you watch him play right now?
You know, I think it's more of a Bob Kraft, Bill Belichick decision. You know, if Bob Kraft, who obviously loves Tom like a son, can talk Belichick and sign off on signing him again and him coming back, and Tom realizing how important it is to finish your career where you started it, if those two guys, if Kraft and Belichick can figure out a way to come to an agreement on him coming back, I think we'll see him back there. But I also think Tom's sniffing around and looking and realizing, man, I need some dynamic weapons outside. I need a really good offensive line. You know, you think back to what Peyton did going to Denver and Demaryius Thomas and Manuel Sanders and that offensive line. And then you think of Favre going to Minnesota with a young Adrian Peterson, you know, and all the weapons they had, that Chad Hutchinson, that Phil Loadholt, all those offensive linemen he had. I think Tom is kind of looking at history and realizing how important it is to be in your 40s and have great players around you. Because he didn't have that, and we saw that all season in New England. He just didn't have the explosive playmakers he needed to have the kind of Super Bowl run that he can make.
Right. So if, in fact, Carson, it's Bill Belichick's call, if it is, we know he's not a very sentimental guy, could you really see Belichick moving on from Tom Brady and making Brady play someplace else?
I think if any coach in NFL history can move on from Tom Brady, it's Bill Belichick.
Talking to Carson Palmer, I do not disagree with you. I mean, he's done it with everybody else. Granted, Brady is nobody else, but he's done it with everybody else. Now, you've also made the point that Matt Rhule, who obviously has been in the news this week, that Rhule is a mismatch guy as a head coach. How do you like that fit then, Carson, with him in Carolina and especially him working with Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, I think you saw Norv Turner do it with Christian this last year, and just, you know, creating mismatches and getting Christian McCaffrey against linebackers and getting safeties down to cover him. It's a mismatch nightmare for defenders. I think that's something that Rhule's got to prove at the NFL level. He's done a great job, obviously, at Baylor and had some dynamic offenses there. But doing it in college and NFL is obviously two opposite ends of the spectrum, as we all know. So he's going to have to prove himself and justify that contract. But walking in the door with a young running back like Christian McCaffrey definitely makes it easier. The big question mark there is obviously the quarterback position.
All right, so you're working with the FedEx Aaron Ground NFL program. The Air Player of the Year nominees are Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Russell Wilson. The Ground players are Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, and Christian McCaffrey. First off, how do the fans go about voting?
So fans can log on to NFL's Twitter page or NFL.com/FedEx. The voting ends Thursday the 30th, so we still have a little bit of time. And this award is given to the winner by the fans. So the fans' vote is obviously integral. And FedEx is donating up to $40,000. So $20,000 on behalf of the Air Player and $20,000 on behalf of the Ground Player. And that money goes to the USO program, which helps our recently retired servicemen and women transition into the next phase of their life. So it's a great program. It's all on us as fans to vote for the winner, and it's been a spectacular year in the air and on the ground. And I think I've been asked if Lamar can win both. Lamar cannot win both, unfortunately. But I think he's got a good shot at winning the Air Player of the Year. And we'll see between Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, and Christian who wins the Ground Player.
All right. So if you were voting, are you voting? If
I am
you were voting,
voting.
All right. So who can you share? Who are you voting for?
You know, I hate to say this. I might vote for Russ. I haven't made up my mind yet. Russell, I think what Russell Wilson did this year with a banged up offensive line, with a banged up, it seemed like a running back got hurt every week, and they obviously got to the point where they signed Marshawn Lynch, who hadn't played football in 2 years. He's had so much chaos going on around him. He's got a young rookie at a third-round draft pick in DK Metcalf that was their biggest playmaker. He just has the least to work with and had a spectacular year. So I'm going to vote for Russ, and I'm also going to vote for Christian McCaffrey on the ground.
Carson Palmer, my guest. Hey, Carson, one last thought. The expectation is that Heisman Trophy winner Joe Burrow is going to be the first pick in the draft and that he'll go to the Bengals. You were the Heisman Trophy winner, and you were the first pick in the draft. What do you remember about the entire experience from the end of your college season to the draft?
I remember everybody telling me you can't go to Cincinnati. Mm. And I remember I was young and naive, and I kind of loved it. I kind of loved the hatred and the disrespect. Cause I at that time was saying, you know, I was thinking to myself, I'm good enough. I'll go in there and I'll change it. I'll flip it. I'll turn it around. Obviously I didn't do that. But I just remember as soon as the season was over and I started preparing for the combine and then the draft and all that was coming at me, there was a lot of negativity, and I'm sure Joe's hearing that right now. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
15 years in the NFL, a three-time Pro Bowler, a Heisman Trophy winner, a consensus All-American. He was the first pick, and today appeared courtesy of FedEx Air and Ground NFL program. Carson, great to have you back. I so appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Jim, I appreciate it, man. Good catching up.
You're the best, Carson. Thank you. Yeah, it's not something I just say. I mean, he is the best. Carson Palmer. I could talk to him for hours about any number of topics.